Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. You can participate with this show, AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Today, on empoweredlivingradio.com, you can also hear every single show we have ever done. 100% free. The only thing I ask is that you share. Let somebody else know about the show. Let somebody else know what we're doing here at A Better Today and Empowered Living Radio. Today we're talking about the art of passion. Yes, let's talk about passion. Let's talk about it in every dimension we could talk about it. I want your feedback. I want your questions. I want you to participate. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you want to talk about. We're talking about the art of passion. And speaking of passion, first, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. We call that the power of one. No matter what you believe in, no matter whatever your spiritual, religious, or secular beliefs are, we can all agree that change happens from participation. And that's any kind of change. It could be a global change. It could be a change in your home. It could be a change in your physical health. It could be a change in your finances. It could be a change in your neighborhood. It could be a change in your school. Any kind of change happens through participation. Passionate participation brings on passionate change. And here at the A Better Today community, we talk about the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. See how your life changes. See how your circumstances change. See how your neighbors change. See how your how things change. See how whatever you want to bring change to changes when you take action. And it doesn't need to be something huge, something simple. The power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Thank you, A Better Today community, for leading the way. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for inspiring. Thank you all. We're just getting started. Let's talk about passion, the art of passion. What are you passionate about? I think what I really want to talk about today in this passion is not only what are you passionate about, but why aren't you doing more of it? Why aren't you leading your life with your passions? Why aren't you passionately living your life? Why aren't you passionately expressing your drive? Why aren't you passionately expressing your love? Why aren't you passionately expressing and seeking? Why is there not enough passion in your life? I always feel so proud and honored when people talk about what we're doing in our organization and even when describing me. And I feel extra proud when I hear the word passion. And the reason that is when someone describes you as being passionate, it means that without using your words, they can see that this is something you want. This is something you feel. This is something you really crave really bad. They can see the passion. If you're speaking, you're speaking words, but they can hear the passion. What are you passionate about in your life? What are you passionate about in your life, and why aren't you doing more of that? Why aren't you living a more passionate life? We talk about goals. We talk about goal setting. We talk about goal mapping. We talk about love. We talk about relationships. We talk about friendships. We talk about truth. We talk about authenticity. But why isn't there more passion in your life? What makes you feel passionate? And how often do you connect with that? How often are you driven with passion? It's so funny to me how we hear, and of course we all live, we live in different states or countries and different social and economic areas, and but you often hear. You often hear about how the youth of today, or customer service of today, or things of today don't seem, people don't seem to care. People seem to be going through the motions. People seem disconnected. They don't seem to be compassionate. They seem to be lethargically going through the day. These are all ways to describe a lack of passion, a lack of dedication. What are we passionate about? And why isn't there enough passion out there? Aren't people passionately going through their day? And you can say, I go to stores myself, and you see how people are disconnected. They clearly maybe hate their job, or they're not happy with where they are in life. And of course, the people they interact with on a daily basis get to experience the ramifications of that. You will be treated by customer service. When was the last time you were treated by customer service that you were happy about, that you felt that as a customer, you were served? It's called customer service. When was the last time you felt as a customer that you were served properly? Where's the passion? Sometimes I want to say, especially to the young ones in the stores who seem like they could not possibly care less for the job they're doing, sometimes I want to just grab them and shake them and say, it's not about the job. Yes, your job might suck. It might be a horrible job, but be passionate about yourself. You don't have to be passionate about your job. Be passionate about how you carry yourself, because how you carry yourself today, how you carry yourself in this job, is how you're going to carry yourself in other jobs. I want to shake some passion into them. You don't only half-ass in some areas of your life. You either have a passion or you don't. And if you can guide that passion, some of you listening right now say, no, you know what, I go through. You're right, Steve. I detach and I kind of just get through my workday. But when I get home, my passion is so-and-so, and I do dedicate myself 100% to that, and I'm passionate to that. I understand that. What if you were to gear that kind of passion? What if you were to find a way to be passionate about everything? Now you say, well, that sounds silly, Steve. How could somebody be passionate about everything? I don't want you to just look at passion as something you're interested in and an external thing you're interested in. Usually, again, passion is a word that got hijacked. That got hijacked and diluted, as most things get hijacked and diluted by language, hijacked and diluted by by crooks. And when I say crooks, I mean mostly the speakers, the mentors, the clergy, the ones that don't mean well, the ones that just mean to survive, and they'll say whatever they need to say to do it. Those type of words get hijacked. Passion's one of those words, just like happiness is one of those words. Passion is one of those words that got hijacked and diluted, and we think that it has to be about, so I'm passionate about playing sports, I'm passionate about art, I'm passionate about, and we know we can connect it to something on the outside. But as we also know, when we connect things to the outside and we don't make ourselves the point of origin, we dilute the whole purpose of this great human experience. What are you passionate about? What if you were passionate about yourself? What if you were passionate about being the point of origin for change? I look at passion like I look at gratitude. For me, gratitude is the greatest antidepressant. It is impossible to be both grateful and depressed. Gratitude is the greatest antidepressant, and sometimes when you're going in through the murkiest times of life, when you're going through the nastiest times, the greatest antidepressant is to find something to smile about, to find something to be grateful for, to look around, even in the mess your life is in, to find gratitude. We've learned to do this as survival, and the people who have done this before realize how potent gratitude can be, and that when you leave a when you live a grateful life, when you have that attitude of gratitude, as they say, you see that you draw in more things to be grateful for, and that most likely is a perception. As you seek gratitude and it becomes part of your agreement with reality, you will see more things to be grateful for. What if we were to apply that same idea, those same experiences, and apply them to passion? What if you looked for things to be passionate about within yourself and then unleashed that passion to things outside of you? What if you're passionate about your vision? What if that young kid at the store who I want to shake some passion into, what if that young kid, instead of not being passionate about your job, maybe you don't like your job. You could be working in a stock. Maybe you could be working in retail. Maybe, I don't know. I don't understand. There are people who would love your job, but maybe you're not passionate about your job. You don't like it. You're just doing this while you're in school. You're just doing this while whatever, for whatever reason. And you're going through the day miserable and sharing your misery, and everyone who you, quote-unquote, customer serve, experiences the unpleasantry of your misery. What if instead of looking for a way and saying, oh, Steve, I can't be passionate about that job. I just don't like it. I don't like that job. I can't be passionate about it. That's fine. If you want to look at it that way, that's fine. Even with that, what if you looked at the reason you're at that job? Well, why are you at that job? Well, I'm finishing school, and this is the job that gives me the hours I could have. Or I'm picking up I'm doing this job as a side job because I need to pick up a couple of extra dollars to pay some bills and catch up on some loans. Or whatever it may be, what if you took that vision, the purpose, the reasoning for that job, the vision, the purpose, the reasoning for that job, and you became passionate about that? You're going through, you're in this job because you're going through school. What are you studying at school? Well, I'd like to be whatever it is, an architect, a doctor, a nutritionist, a fashion, whatever it may be. So see the role, the step that job is in your vision and your dream, and be passionate about your dream and recognize that that is a vital step in your dream. that that is a vital step in your dream and that you are in this journey. And take that time to say, I'm going through. This is a part that I need to go through to get to my destination. And then instead of just seeing it as a crappy job, you see it as a vital piece of the big picture. You see it in another step in the staircase to your dreams. Maybe if you looked at it that way, you could put some passion into it. And maybe with some passion, you can pick up some new things. If those people who are would just lift up their customer service passion. Maybe they'd learn, oh, you know what? I like this kind of customers, and these kind of customers tend to be, I know it's helpful when I do this. And suddenly the expansion of knowledge opens. The doors open because you opened. Because just like gratitude, as you become more aware of things to be grateful for, even more and more and more things, you seem to notice that you can be grateful for. The same thing with passion. As you find ways to look for things to be passionate about, you will notice more and more things to be passionate about. Have you guys got this down yet? Have you got this down yet about what we've been talking about over the years here? Are you getting what I'm saying? The whole point of empowerment, the whole point of empowerment is to change the story you tell yourself. There are 7 billion people on Earth now, right? The number just changed to 7 billion. Or did it change to 6? I forget. Either way, if there's 7 billion people in this world, there are 7 billion stories being told. And empowerment is simply empowering your story. Haven't you realized that that's what we're talking about yet? So if you're going to work in the same job every day, no, a snap of a finger isn't going to change the job. What changes is the story you tell yourself. Now this isn't any longer a job that you just hate. It's a job that's necessary to get to where you want. That's an empowering twist to your story. Well, that empowering twist to your story changes the projection of your journey. And you actually have an empowered projection of your journey. That's how this all works. So as you inject passion into your life, the way you do that is to inject passion into your story. You cannot inject passion into a thing. You have to inject passion into a story. Find how to be passionate about things. Because when you're passionate about things, you do it a little extra. It's a little extra when you're passionate about things. How would your life be different if there was more passion in it? How would your relationship to work, to school, to your spouse, to your partners, to your kids, how would your relationships be different if you injected passion into the story? Passion. Passion. Passion is something that is lost. It is lost. By definition, it becomes lost. Because we put passion into a category of things outside of us. And like everything outside of us, it ages. So we say, oh, I'm passionate about my relationship. The most things, of course, the feedback I'm getting is passion and relationship. I'm passionate about our relationship. All right. Well, we look at passion as a short burst, right? So you're passionate about your relationship, but then we benchmark our relationships. We've been together for a month, 6 months, a year, 6 years. We've been together for 20 years. This is our platinum anniversary. This is our gold anniversary. We benchmark these things to give it age. We give our relationships age like we would children. Except for instead of celebrating birthdays, we celebrate anniversaries. The children, you would say, happy fifth birthday. For relationships, you say, happy fifth anniversary. But either way, we date them as if they are a child. And that's fine, and that's all fine, and that's beautiful. The conflict happens when we define passion. When we define passion as something that is new and exciting. And it creates, again, the psychological disconnect. How could I be passionate about something that's 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old? We put the word passion, we put it onto something outside of us. And then as that thing outside of us ages, the passion dissipates. How would your relationship be different if the passion was within you? If the passion was within you, and when you, with your spouse, if you're with your wife, and you say, I'm passionate about this woman. I'm passionate. I'm passionate about our future together. I'm passionate. I'm going to ask you to marry me because I'm passionate about our future together. I'm passionate about how I feel when I'm with you. I'm passionate about how honest you are. I'm passionate about how great we get along. I'm passionate about the look I see in your eyes. I'm passionate about us. If all those things are true, and all those things are passion, then your passion should not dissipate. But what happens is the stories start getting in there. The nonsense starts getting in there. The labels start getting in there. And we lose sight of the very thing that brought us together. The very thing that made this bond. We lose sight of it because of all the nonsense that we think happened between us. Isn't it incredible? Oh, folks, I want to change the way people think. I want to change the way that people think. I want them to observe. I want them to not play so much those stories in their heads. It's just filled with nonsense. It's passion killers. It's commitment killers. It's dedication killers. There's so many things in their stories that just get in the way. You're sitting on a couch with somebody. You're sitting on a park bench with somebody, and you're young and in love, and it's just you two sitting on the bench. Passion. Passion that people looking from far away can see the passion. 20 years later, the two of you still sitting on that bench. The people watching, they don't see the passion anymore. They see that even though you're sitting just as close as you were 20 years before, the people watching can see the distance between you two. Where's the passion? In place of that passion has become stories. the stories you're telling yourself, the stories she's telling herself. And the victim is passion. But what has really changed? You're both sitting on that bench together. What if the stories had passion injected into them? I'm talking about the different types of passion. How would your life be different if you added passion to what we would think was the ordinary? How would your life be different if we added passion to what we think is the extraordinary? What if in between you there wasn't just stories and resentments and angers, and as you sat on that park bench 20, 30 years later, instead of resentment and angers, what if we did something incredible? Incorporate passionate forgiveness. Oh, when's the last time we even thought of passionate forgiveness? Have you ever thought of passionate forgiveness? Passionate letting go. Oh, sometimes I passionately let go things. Oh, I don't just let it go in grace and spiritual oneness. I throw that shit away from me as fast as I can. Get that poisonous idea, that thought, that story away from me as fast as I can. I don't just let it go. I dropkick that shit away from me. When was the last time you passionately let go? When was the last time you had passionate forgiveness? Passionate trust. Passionate commitment. Passionate dedication. When you do that, you realize none of the nonsense I'm telling myself right now matters. Because here I am, 20, 30 years later, still sitting next to you. Whatever the world has thrown at us in these past 20 or 30 years, it wasn't enough to move us from this bench. And here I am, still looking at your eyes. Passionate. How would your life be different if you could incorporate passion? Positive passion. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Today, we're talking about the art of passion. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, let's talk more about passion. Of course, your feedback is welcome. AOL Instant Messenger, the screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We're talking about passion. I'm Steve Maraboli. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back. Just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true, the scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent,
talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
Forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
You, with your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me. You have knocked me off my feet again, got me feeling like a nothing. You, with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You, picking on the weaker man.
Hey, 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 welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you can check out our websites on empoweredlivingradio.com, stevemaraboli.com, aboutittoday.com, and we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Special shout out to everybody who shares our stuff. You know, I shared something on Facebook and Twitter that I wanted to share quickly before we get back into the conversation of passion. A couple years ago, decided, of course, to in our quest to not play well with the industry, with the personal growth and self-help industry, decided to start my own publishing company, and let's get this going, and let's run it in a way that we run everything else without pouring obscene amounts of money into it, but instead grassroots and community building, and without doing it any other way, keeping the integrity of our vision, etc. So we did this, and we started, of course, with two of my books, and kind of as guinea pigs out there. And I'm so happy to say that the success has been tremendous. And the reason I'm saying this is because when you realize how we did it without spending $1, not even a dollar, on advertising for these books. Not just that. For those of you who listen to me do other interviews on other shows, you also hear I don't plug the books a lot either, nor do I do it on this show. So with the occasional pluggings here and there, we have really built, and this was all part of that experiment, word of mouth. When you are clear with your intent and your vision and you inspire others as a community, you create a change. And you can bet, and you've seen it for those of you who have been following this through the years, you're seeing the industry make shifts, make suggestions. You're watching your guru start to copy what we've been doing. You're watching it. You've seen them from the picture quotes. We started that a long time ago, from the doing things for free. You're watching it. Of course, they're not. We keep doing things for free. They eventually hit you with something, and if you want some more of this, or give us your email here and all that stuff, and then they pass it along with each other. We did none of that. We did none of that. And as of this year, and with the advent of our Twitter and Facebook, we took it a step further and became an organization that doesn't even want your email address anymore. First, we were an organization that took your email address if you wanted our newsletter. And we never spammed you, not once. And now we're one that doesn't even want your email address. You can, if you want to get emails from somebody, don't give it to us. There's actually no place on our websites anymore where you could even give us your email address. The only thing we want you to do is share our stuff. We make everything 100% free. And not only that, but we want to keep it spam-free, and that's how we roll. And I'm really so grateful to all of you for getting it out there. And these books, as I was saying, have now been open to publishing and distribution. They will be published and distributed in the United States, not only the United States, but the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and 11 countries in Europe. I mean, this is tremendous. But when you realize what kind of industry this is, I know a lot of you don't have insight into the industry. When you realize what kind of industry this is and who the major players are and how we were told, oh, it's impossible. You're not going to get into the stores. You're not going to get into the wide distribution. It's just not going to happen. It's not how it works. It's not how it works. And all the experts told us, guess what? Every single one of you were wrong. Every single one of you were wrong. We hit the bestseller lists. And these were two books, again, folks, two books that we barely advertised. Hit the bestseller lists and have absolute wide distribution, multinational distribution, not using even one single agent, not even one. How do you like that? Not calling around, not shopping it around. I didn't call anybody and say, hey, can you please distribute my book? Not one phone call like that. Every part of the exposure we got was people calling us. And they called us because you told them. You spread words with your friends, when your social media. And anyways, for those of you who aren't really into the industry at all, you don't realize how huge this is and why I'm talking about this. This is enormous for a brand new publishing company that put $0 into advertising. To have an impact like this is greater than the David and Goliath story. It is tremendous, and you can be sure the publishing industry is paying attention. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're talking about passion, things that I'm passionate about. You can see what I'm passionate about. Why can't people see what you're passionate about? And why aren't you passionate about everything? Why would you half-ass anything? Why would you let yourself go out like that? Why would you not be passionate about the way you conduct yourself? Why would you not be passionate about the way you carry yourself? Why would you not be passionate about the way you went through your relationships? Why would you not be passionate about that? Why wouldn't you want to feel that way? How do you feel when you do something with passion? Doesn't it feel amazing? Why wouldn't you want to feel this way? Because we believe other people's bullshit stories. Life isn't all fun and games. You're right. You're right. It absolutely isn't. Life is life. Why aren't you passionate about it? I watch people right, they jog through this town all the time. We've had some great weather. People jogging, none of them look happy. They're working hard, but they're passionate about getting this done because they see themselves. The lady that's running, and she looks absolutely tired, but you could see the passion in her eyes, because in her mind there's a bikini body. In her mind, she's in a bikini on the beach, and she's seeing that running up this hill is getting her to that point, and she's passionate. I love seeing that. Have you ever been around passionate people? You want to soak them up. You want to take part of that passion. We love passion. Why do you think you love all those movies, as we call them, chick flicks? Why are the chick flicks so popular? There's romance, sure. There's love, sure. But more accurately, There's passion. There's passion. When you have that kind of love and romance, that kind of commitment that doesn't even make any sense, when you got that kind of love that doesn't even make rational sense, when you've got that kind of love that the people around you, they don't even understand, you almost make them uncomfortable. The level of passion you have makes them uncomfortable. They'll say uncomfortable trigger reactions like, get a room, or, oh, God, you guys never get off of each other. Whatever it is, there's passion. You used to have that. Every single one of you that is writing into the feedback, which is a whole lot of you, writing about your relationships, you used to have that. It's there. You just let a whole bunch of other stuff get between it. It's that whole thing I was telling you about at the airport. At the airport and watching this guy go, and he was walking with his suitcases, and he got to the part where, you know, families could be. Kids are hugging his legs, and kids are all in, and he couldn't pick his kids up because he was holding his suitcases. He had to let go of something in order to experience the love and passion. Little kids hugging his legs, that's passionate love. They don't care who's watching. They don't care. When was the last time you loved so much you don't care who's watching? That's passion. These little kids had passion, and he had to put something down. He had to put the luggage of his journey down in order to free himself to pick up and embrace that passion. And that's what happens in your relationships. You've been together for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. That's a 5-year, 10-year, 20-year, 30-year journey, and you've got all kinds of luggage, all kinds of souvenirs from the journey of life, and you're holding on to it and wondering why you can't grab on to anything else. Yet that luggage, you know, when the man had the luggage and he had to put it down in order to pick up his kids, that was actually easier in his part because you could see the luggage. When we gather up the luggage in the journey of life, we can't see it. We're holding it, and it's keeping us from picking up something up that is something else up, but we can't see it, so it doesn't become that obvious when we're looking at you. You got to put down the luggage of your journey and embrace that passion you used to have. Find that passion. Stop telling me about what went wrong. Find that passion. Find that source of passion that you had years ago. Years ago, you would just be on the phone with each other, loving each other. You were talking to each other, and it was sickening to the people around you. You wouldn't even have to say anything to each other. You would just listen to each other breathe. You play the you hang up game. You hang up. No, 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 you hang up. No, you hang up. Fine, we'll hang up. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Did you hang up? Oh, no, you hang up. And you would play that, and the people around you would want to kill you because the kind of passion and love you had just made no sense to them. And there would be silence, but within that silence of listening to each other breathe, there was love and passion, an obsessed kind of passion. And what happens? And what happens? Years later, with the luggage of the journey of this relationship, what ends up happening? Now there's also silence on the phone, and maybe there's silence in the bedroom, and maybe there's silence on the couch, but it's a different kind of silence. It's a silence that has resentment. It has a silence that has anger, it has silence that has distrust, it has silence that has bitterness, it has silence that lacks passionate forgiveness, passionate love, a silence that lacks the passion that got you into this commitment. I keep seeing my husband this, my wife that, my husband this, my wife that. Where is the passion that got you there? How would your life be different if you injected passionate forgiveness, passionate love, passionate understanding? What if you just realize that the person you're with isn't perfect? What if they're just on a journey just like you, and they're making mistakes along the way just like you? And they're changing and growing, and their thoughts are changing and evolving just like yours. And they don't know what the heck to do with them either, just like you. And along the way, we pick up nonsense in life, and we pick up fears, and we pick up genetic traits. How would your life be different if you let go of all those judgments and all those limiting stories and reconnected with your passion to love, your passion to be happy, your passion to create, your passion to build, your passion to forgive, your passion to smile, your passion to hug, to love, to live? What happened to your passion? Did you let somebody else put it out? Did you let yourself put it out? What happened to your passion? We find that we find things that we tend to trend to, and we trend to them because they reignite that passion, that fire. It's a new song you like, and you hear that song 100 times because it does something to the passion. But again, you're connecting it to the song instead of realizing that that comes from within you and whatever that song is hitting. You can hit that. You used to hit that spot where that song was hitting and used to be able to ignite your own passion. What happened to your passion? You find your passion, you'll find that relationship. You find that passion, you'll find that forgiveness. You find that passion, you find that person you're sitting on the bench with is still the person you love so much. Finding that passion dissolves the nonsense. People ask me, how do you combat all the obstacles that you have when you're trying to do something or change something or adjust something? And how do you combat that? How do you stay focused? How do you stay clear-minded? How do you do it? I'll tell you how. Passion. Passion burns away the fog. We live in a place where I'm so lucky to be surrounded by water. But you know what's interesting? When you're surrounded by water, some mornings it gets foggy. And it's not the traffic kind of fog. It's a natural fog. Fog created by the evaporation of water and the denseness of the air. And some mornings will be foggy. But you know that fog goes away as soon as the sun starts hitting. The sun burns away the fog, and even though the roads were kind of foggy to see through and the beach was kind of foggy to see, you couldn't really see too far. But as the sun comes up, it burns away the fog and the clarity returns. When I am driven by passion, it burns away the fog. It burns away the fog of nonsense. It burns away the fog of anger. It burns away the fog of fear. Passion burns away the fog of resentment. It burns away the fog of distraction. Passion burns and fuels me forward. If you get in the way, it is my passion that'll run your ass over. And if you love me, it'll be my passion that loves you right back. Passion. Where is your passion? What was the last thing you felt passionate about? And why aren't you still feeling passionate about it? What has changed? You know what's changed. The story you're telling yourself. What if you took the time to reconnect with that passion? How would your life be different if you understood the art of passion? The art of passion. You start putting passion into what you're doing, then it doesn't matter, as Dr. King said, whether you shine shoes, it doesn't matter. You could be the best shoe shiner. If you were the street sweeper, I would love for somebody to send me that quote. Send me that quote Dr. King said about being a street sweeper and sweep like Michelangelo painted. I mean, he was talking about passion. Passion in yourself, pride in what you're doing. Passion. If you're doing it, why not be passionate while doing it? Why would you dilute your experience? Here's another question. Why would you dilute the experience someone else has of you? Why would you dilute that? Thank you for sending me this quote. Dr. King wrote, "If a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, 'Here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.'" When is the last time you had passion like this? Passion. What happens when you have passion? I can tell you what happens when you have passion. When you have passion, passionate people are drawn to you. People keep asking me, "Steve, how did you create such a great community? How did you have such an impact? Why are they talking about you in all these countries? What are you doing?" I'm not doing anything. I'm being me. I have passion. And when I have passion, people with passion are drawn to me, whether they are in India, whether they are in Australia, whether they are in England, or whether they're in New Jersey. We're going to be drawn to each other because we recognize ourselves and our greatness within each other. That happens because of passion. That's what all these companies are figuring out. I got all kinds of phone calls today from different publishing companies, and as usually, I'm not playing nice. I'm not being the most social person, as usual. But what they all want to know, How are you doing this? Of course, some of them are saying, "Oh, he must have some sort of magical powers." No. Saying, "How can this guy be doing this? If we're spending millions of dollars, we have these huge office buildings and these huge infrastructures. How is he doing this? We have market analysis, and we have advertisers, and we have deals and graphs and charts, and we have experts in this and experts in that, and we have this and that, and yet he's being more effective than we are. How is he doing it?" Passion. I took a minute to listen to the show, you wouldn't have to talk to me on the phone. Passion. It's real. I don't need market analysis for my passion. I don't need market analysis, graphs and data and spreadsheets to be me. You need those because you're not being you. You're marketing something. You have authors and you have people who are talented. They are talented authors. They are talented speakers. And talented authors and talented speakers can command attention. They can do it. But I'll tell every single publishing company right now, every single expert right now, there is a difference between